Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome
to the Donna Sebo
to
Show.
An hour of
Donna
mind
is an international
power.
Mental
this is
practitioner,
Donna Sebo,
award-winning
and
author,
today
counselor,
with the holidays,
speaker,
boy,
teacher,
I don't know
and radio TV
you
personality.
Like
dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features
yes,
authors
year,
and experts from all
really go over the top with creating wonderful, wonderful goodies. That's what the holidays frequently are all about: good food, good times, good friends, lots of wonderful memories because of the sharing that we do. Well, I've got a food program for you that you're going to say, gee, I wish I'd known about this before the holidays hit. Well, I think you're going to enjoy my guest, David Fetter. He is a registered dietitian. His book is called The Skinny Carbs Diet. Eat pasta, potatoes, and more. Use the power of resistant starch to make your favorite foods, fight fat, and beat cravings. Are you ready? I bet you are. Donna Sebo here. Welcome, David, to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing magnificently. Now, boy, you have had your set of situations today. You really got stuck in a mess of traffic out there. And where are you right at the moment?
I did. I am right outside of Waxahachie, Texas.
In Texas. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry that you had to go through the waiting because of a very bad accident, but I'm so glad you were able to join us for the show. Now, during this time of the year, to talk about a skinny carb diet, someone might say, you've got to be kidding. That sounds almost like an oxymoron. Let's get serious here. Well, I want people to know that you are serious because you've been teaching, counseling, and working as a consultant in food science and nutrition for close to 20 years. And you really...
I started when I was...
Go ahead.
I started when I was 8, Donna.
When you were 8.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I can just imagine parents hearing this and saying, I wonder if I could get my kid to do that.
No, just teasing. I'm trying to make myself sound younger than I am.
Okay. All right. Now, you are a registered dietitian, and you've taught food science, and you've worked in nutrition labs, and you've done a lot of articles for a number of different magazines, and you also have an associate who has worked with you. Interestingly, both of your names are David, and it's David Bonham, and he has just contributed to a lot of different cookbooks, and he's worked in as a restaurant chef for a lot of very, very significant restaurants and catering companies, including the Savoy, the Union Square Cafe. Now, he's in New Jersey, where you're in Texas. How'd the two of you ever meet?
Well, it's funny you should mention, because I've got a similar background to other David. I also was a professional chef for 17 years. Worked in five-star hotels and freestanding restaurants. And when they asked me if I would do this book, I said, well, who's doing the recipes? I'd like to do the recipes with my chef background. And they said, no, we don't have time. We got to get this book out. So we've got somebody in mind. And in my head I'm thinking, oh, who's going to be as good as I am? And then they mentioned David Bonham's name, and I had to laugh because he and I go back about 10 years. I used to have a magazine for the Better Homes and Gardens company called Lifestyle Magazine, and I used to call on Dave to help out on some articles there and with recipes there. So when they told me it would be him, I laughed. I said, absolutely. And we got together, and between the two of us, we actually came up with over 200 recipes, but we winnowed it down for the book, so you have a little over 150 recipes in the book, and we just, we're good friends, we work very well together, and we also eat really well together, I gotta tell you.
Well, I'm amazed that you're even trim, because when somebody mentions carbs to me, and I bet you a number of my audience would raise their hands and say the same thing, the first thing you think of is, gee, 1 second on the lips, it's going to be 25 years on the hips. And
absolutely.
this has been a part of cultural training and bombardment from all kinds of levels. Yet common sense dictates that human beings are omnivores. So there's many things that we're supposed to be able to eat. And you decided you were going to go into making this book about how you can be slim and trim while having carbs. And I thought, okay, this is a bit much for me. Let me see how this reads. And I found it quite interesting. I really found it interesting. Why don't you tell us, now you have a saying, people eat food, not nutrition. And that's the
right.
truth. That is
that
the
is.
Truth.
And indeed, listeners, I want to tell you one thing. Don't fear carbs, because everything you've been told about carbs is probably wrong. I did this book as kind of an anti-diet diet book. Having been a chef and a bench scientist, I just got tired of fad diets, and I got tired of the whole anti-carb thing because, Donna, you've got it right. We need carbohydrates. Without them, we would die. The problem is a carb is not a carb is not a carb. And when people talk about carbs in a negative way, I think what they're really trying to say are the carbs that have been prepared in a manner that makes them more like dessert than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And a colleague of mine, Dr. Mark Anthony, he and I were at University of Texas together, and he wrote a book called Gut Instinct, Diet's Missing Link, in which he describes how what happened to us in Western society about 100 years ago is that we started to have dessert at every meal. And we've taken perfectly good carbs, good example, potatoes, which are a near perfect food for human beings, and we've turned them into the fat monsters that everybody rails against. But the problem is not the potato. It's the fact that it was deep fried, and they even put sugar in French fries. And that's the problem, not the potato.
Let's talk about the fact, now you've just mentioned something, potatoes. I can remember when I was growing up that if anyone had what someone perceived as a weight problem, that was the last thing that you ate. What is the benefit of, and the advantage of a white potato and a sweet potato? Of course, there's all kinds of potatoes. You have your Yukon Golds, you have your finger potatoes, you have all kinds of things. And cultures throughout the world, they really have survived because of that. I mean, the potato came from South America, I believe. And
Peru,
up in the Andes. And these people would freeze dry them so they could get through winter. What are the nutritional basics? I mean, sweet potato has supposedly more fiber and this type of thing, but the white potato, there's some guy that just went on a potato diet, and that's all he had were potatoes fixed in every form imaginable. And I don't know all the specifics on it, but I remember hearing about it and thinking, oh, gee whiz, there's a lot of people that maybe think that that would be the way to go. He lost 50 pounds. And then I read an article by a doctor saying, gee whiz, if you had nothing but potatoes, it would leach potassium out of your body and so on and so forth. Extremes of any kind are not healthy. But
For sure.
What are the benefits of these things?
Potatoes, I'm going to tell a couple of the benefits of potatoes and then tell you the main benefit of potatoes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Potatoes are a surprisingly good source of vitamin C, and they are a very good source of minerals, potassium, phosphorus, putting it in your body, not leaching it out, selenium, which is the only known mineral that's an antioxidant, B vitamins, and the chemical compounds that actually help you make your own dopamine so that you feel good, too. Potatoes can even help cure depression, but we know that. Because who feels bad when they sit down to some nice mashed potatoes? Now, the main benefit, and here's where skinny carbs diet really comes in, potatoes are one of the best sources of a fairly new discovery in carbohydrates called resistant starch. And resistant starch was discovered only a little more than 20 years ago. And it's a starch that when you prepare foods that have it or prepare foods with it, because you can also buy resistant starch flour, they're fluffy. Again, think of mashed potatoes. And, you know, for baked goods that you make with resistant starch, they're actually even slightly fluffier than baked goods you make with 100% wheat flour. But once it gets into your body, it thinks it's fiber. And we've been hearing for a long time how good fiber is for you, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have an ingredient that essentially pretends it's a fiber once it gets into your body and performs all the benefits and then even a few extra ones that fiber does.
Now, when you were working with this and you were doing the research on it, how was this proven? And again, it didn't surprise me with the information that you gave in the book that it's something beneficial. I can tell you from personal experience that if I go without carbs for too long, then it's almost as if I will inhale them. That when I get it's just like I can't get enough. And I think that that is one of the reasons that people will OD on goodies, because that goes into the body, the glucose, everything is stimulated very, very fast, but it doesn't stay with you. Whereas if you have something like a potato or a sweet potato or what you call the resistant starch, it does stay with you, and you're not going to crave those sugary items, at least not as much. Am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely right. And you wanted to talk about examples. I've got a lovely example. When we started this book, a vegetarian in Dallas, she's in her early 50s. She's a professional woman, and she had about 35 pounds that she wanted to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on the resistant starch diet, and she said that what amazed her was exactly what you're talking about. Her cravings went down, and she said it was not like a diet at all. And in 6 months, she lost the weight, and she said it felt as if she wasn't really doing anything to lose the weight because the diet was so suitable. Now, of the almost 400 research science research projects that have been done on resistant starch and all the studies, there's one that kind of backs that up with beautiful clarity. They put a group of people on a resistant starch diet, a diet that had potatoes and pasta and corn and beans and barley. Listeners, do these foods sound familiar? These are the comfort foods that we love, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's right. And they found out at the end of the study that people naturally ate about 320 calories fewer per day. And 320 calories fewer per day, well, in a week and a half, that's a pound gone. In a year, that's, ready for it, 35 pounds gone. Now,
mm-hmm.
you add to that taking the dog for a walk and maybe cutting out one soft drink per day, and you're going to lose that weight twice as fast. And the subject said that the same thing that the woman in Dallas said. It was as if they weren't on a diet at all. And you talked about the holidays. Now is the time where we need to look at these foods that satisfy us and not fear them. So when you see that Christmas table set for those of you celebrating Christmas in a few days, and you look at those yams and mashed potatoes, and, you know, maybe there's a three-bean salad or some green beans with the onion rings. Well, if you want to treat yourself, have the onion rings, if not, brush them off if they've been fried. But all those have resistant starch. And, you know, like you said, in moderation, if you eat 5,000 calories at the groaning board, well, yeah, you're going to have to go play some touch football out on the front lawn to get rid of it. But if you eat normal amounts of these foods, they will satisfy you. In the case of that study I mentioned, people were satisfied up to 24 hours after eating the resistant starch meal and ate several hundred fewer calories over 24 hours.
You have some comments on a sweetener in your book, and there are advertisements on television that are saying it's the same as regular sugar, and it's high fructose corn syrup. I have had so much material cross my desk that says avoid this at all costs. Read labels. If you have a food that's got this in it, dressings, mayonnaise, whatever, you know, just check the label. Avoid that. Why?
Because it's the sugar itself. You're dealing with a simple carbohydrate that, you remember when you were talking about glucose a little bit earlier,
mm-hmm.
that it burns fast, hot and fast. Think of glucose. Here's the carb is not a carb is not a carb. Every carbohydrate is glucose molecule or a string of glucose molecules. If you have, or I should say a string of sugar molecules, because there's glucose, fructose, and other sugars, but you've got a string of sugar molecules, and if you got a nice long string, that's a starch. If you got a nice complicated string, you know, more like a tree, that's a fiber. And I'm being very, this is very crude chemistry, so for the chemists out there listening, don't write in and yell at me. I'm keeping this streamlined. And then if you've got little teeny sugar molecules, say the sugar you put in your tea, then it's sucrose, which is a glucose and fructose molecule bond together, or even pure fructose or pure glucose. That's like premium gasoline in your car. It's going to burn hot and fast. When you have a complex carbohydrate, a starch or a fiber, that's going to burn slower. And what happens when it burns more slowly and you need to store it, you can store it as fuel in your liver and in your muscles instead of as fat on your hips, your belly, your thighs, or anywhere else you don't want that stored. And this is why I kind of laugh over the whole high fructose corn syrup thing, because the term high fructose makes you think that it's a whole lot of fructose, but it's actually not different from table sugar at all. The high in high fructose is compared to glucose. So depending which company makes the high fructose corn syrup, it can be either, well, anywhere from 42 to 55%, roughly, glucose to fructose. So it's actually possible for one of you listeners out there to say, oh, I'm going to avoid the high fructose corn syrup. I'm going to go for this with the sugar instead. And you're actually getting more fructose than you would with the high fructose corn syrup. So right now there's some groups that are trying to call it corn sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And people were raising it and said, oh, that's misleading. No, high fructose corn syrup is misleading. That was the chemical term. What's misleading is to not call it corn sugar because it's not that different from beet sugar or cane sugar. Should you avoid it? You should avoid it because these simple carbohydrates that burn fast are more likely to be stored as fat, especially in someone who doesn't burn them off. Should you avoid it like a plague? No. Don't avoid it any differently than you would cane sugar or beet sugar. Sorry, long answer for a short question, wasn't it?
Well, that's okay. You bring out some very interesting information about how it has been found that with the resistant starch, it helps a lot of different health conditions. And, of course, I'm a big believer that everybody has their own individual body chemistry, and one day we're going to be able to analyze and be able to give people information about what works most efficiently and effective for their body. That's me with my sci-fi prediction. But you talk
that's
about
happening now.
You're talking about fighting inflammation, and so many people get arthritis and have problems of different types physically. How does the resistant starch assist someone with that kind of a condition.
Well, interestingly, resistant starch, I might backtrack a little on this because
sure.
there's some interesting aspects of resistant starch. If you and the listeners remember when I was talking about how it acts like a fiber in the body and then
yes.
some?
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the and then some. Resistant starch works on several different levels in your body. It works physically like a fiber in helping to bulk up the what you're eating in your system and move things through more quickly and what they call quicker transit time. That's a polite way of saying gets from one end to the other a little quicker, and thereby you absorb fewer of the undesired extra nutrients, if you will. It works biochemically in that when it gets into your colon, it starts a process that helps support the good bacteria that we want in our system, and that helps increase satiety and decrease inflammation and help balance blood sugar, as does the physical aspect when it's going through your system more quickly. It improves the digestive health overall. And then what happens to these good microbes is that they also, the good bacteria, they also start to manufacture a product called branched-chain amino acids. Now, short-chain fatty acids. What happens when it manufactures these short-chain fatty acids, it's going to sound technical, but very simply put, it helps balance the hormones that tell you whether or not you're full and whether you're hungry, and the insulin hormone, which balances blood sugar. So resistant starch is working on all these levels to help make your digestive process healthier and better. And that's how it also reduces inflammation. And a lot of studies have started to tie inflammation into obesity. And right now we don't know, it's a bit of a chicken or the egg situation. We don't know if obesity is what leads to inflammation and accelerates that difficulty in managing our weight, or if the inflammation is triggering some sort of process that decreases our ability to recognize that we're hungry or stimulates the appetite or alters our metabolism, or all of these at once. But we do know that obesity and inflammation are linked, and that's in addition to all the other issues of inflammation, i.e. arthritis, as you mentioned.
So, now, the plan...
Again, long answer for them.
That's all right. Now, you bring out a point that I thought was fascinating. Microwaving actually decreases the amount of resistant starch, especially in potatoes and legumes. So it's better to cook long and slow. How is it that the microwave affects the starch in the potatoes?
Well, a microwave... to get the most resistant starch in a potato or in barley or in rice or in any of the ingredients where it's best cooked, because interestingly, resistant starch is in mangoes, it's in bananas, it's in radishes, which is a fairly new discovery, but in parsnips and barley and potatoes and yams. What happens, resistant starch, remember we said it's a starch that acts like a fiber?
Mm-hmm.
The way it does this is it changes its structure so that it more closely resembles a fiber in and out of your system. What happens when you heat it is you're stimulating that process, but you have to heat slowly, otherwise you're just breaking it all down into sugar. And heating it slowly and letting it cool increases the amount of resistant starch. So potato salad, for instance, where you slowly cook, boil the potato, let it cool, chop it up, you're going to have a lot more resistant starch than a mashed potato, which you're eating hot, than a fried potato in which you're killing all the resistant starch, or the microwave, where you have very high heat. Microwave doesn't kill all the resistant starch, though, because what happens is it's very hot in the middle, and then it steams from the middle out. So steaming is the best way, steaming, boiling, low and slow, as you said, to cook these resistant starch ingredients.
You have three phases, or actually there's more than that, but phases with this dietary plan. Tell us what they involve. What's phase one?
Well, the idea, and first, you know, I'd like the readers to not feel as if these dietary phases are mandatory, I guess you could say. The diet was a six-week plan to get folks to feel comfortable with and happy about eating more of these resistant starch foods. And really, it's just, I guess you could call it a convenience method. And each phase is designed to really just bring in more resistant starch foods. Listeners, when you read the book, you can go straight to phase three if you'd like. The good thing about eating a high-resistant starch diet is it's not like eating a high-fiber diet in that you don't get, unwanted after-effects, mm-hmm. undesired tummy rumblings, if you will. But the idea was really to just kind of bring folks into having more of these foods in their diet and make it a natural happening. And starting to substitute, say, you know, that potato salad for the French fries or that sort of approach. So I don't want this to sound complicated because really, I mean it. Listeners, this is the non-diet diet. This is the approach to weight management that you can do almost without thinking after a while.
Well, you have some fabulous, fabulous recipes in here. You have potato pancakes. You've got all kinds of things. And you and the other David, I'm sure, just had a wonderful time exploring with these recipes and saying, what are we going to have? What are we going to fix? Okay.
Well, we did. You know, both of us with our very strong chef backgrounds, I don't want to spook our listeners and, you know, folks who are going to read this book into thinking these are complicated recipes, because although Dave and I were both chefs at fancy restaurants and high-end hotels, we both hung up our knives, as it were, years ago and became chefs, if you will, recipe creators for magazines like Better Homes and Gardens, and we've done for Prevention Magazine, for Shape Magazine, for Fitness Magazine. Dave's done multiple books for Rodale. I've done other books, and we created these recipes so that they are really easy, really convenient, but really tasty, because we're picky. We're chefs. You don't want to go to dinner with us, because... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we tip really well. If any of you listeners there end up waiting on me and Dave and our cohorts, we tip really well, but we'll put you through the mill.
Well, there you have it. And for those of you that really enjoy good food and you would like to be able to explore doing something that maybe you've never felt you could do before, and that is really have carbs in your diet in a healthy way, 150 recipes in this book. The book is called The Skinny Carb Diet. You can eat pasta, potatoes, and more. Now, you're not eating 500 pounds of this at every sitting, but you've got good flavors.
Donna, one thing I forgot to mention.
Yes.
The other thing about resistant starch is carbohydrates typically digest into 4 calories per gram. So you're getting 4 calories for every gram of carbohydrates you eat. Resistant starch, only 2 to 3 calories per gram. So you're already getting about a 25-33% calorie cut right off the bat.
Amazing. Well, if you're curious, you want to explore, you don't want to really get stuck in a diet trap, but you'd like to find a food program that maybe is going to suit your taste buds a little bit more, check out the Skinny Carbs Diet. David Fetter, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest today. Thank you so much. Now, this is in bookstores everywhere. You can find it. It is done by Prevention Magazine, supported by them. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with that wonderful magazine publication. David Fetter, again, thank you for being with me today. Happy holidays to you. And when you come out with your next one, your next book, let me know.
Oh, I will. It's in the works already. And get it. And listeners, you can get the book at Amazon.com, Borders.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. They're all having super sales. It's not too late to get these as a stocking stuffer. And if you're thinking a book is a stocking stuffer, well, a book like this is perfect, because if it fits in somebody's stocking, then they need to trim a little bit.
Good point. All right, David, thanks ever so much for being my guest today. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a minute. We'll be back, and I've got some other good things to share with you, so don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. If you're a new listener, you say, Donna, what are we going to chat about? Well, I'll be happy to give you a free reading on the air, so give me a call again at 888-815-9756. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you can just, listen to what I have to say. And then ask me a question about anything that you like. Of course, I always like to know where you're calling in from, too. Don't forget my cutoff for submission of stories for the book that I've been working on. And that's about stories of the paranormal. Has something unique and special happened to you? I'd love to hear your story. And I know it's the holiday season. Well, the cutoff date is January 2nd. But do get to me as soon as you can. And I know you're just buzzing around, busier than one-arm paper hangers right now. I understand. But don't worry about it. Just get it to me before January the 2nd so that you might have a chance to be included in this book about paranormal experiences, and I think it'll make a big difference. Also, don't forget that if you have a need to know what my schedule is or anything else, I'll be putting out my newsletter. I'm going to be putting out basic information. I had someone asking me that this morning. What's on your agenda? What part of the country are you going to be in? Well, there's a lot of things up in the air, so just be patient, and I'll be putting together a pretty, well, a limited forecast of where I'm going to be being going and some of the things that I'll be doing. So I just wanted to put the heads up on that because I've been getting some inquiries. I know we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller and show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Welcome to the show and happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
This is Tom from New York. We've been playing a little email tag back and forth.
Uh-huh, Tom. Where are you in New York? New York City or Brooklyn or where?
Close to Brooklyn. I'm in Long Island, Valley Stream.
Ah, well, welcome, and I know the temps are getting a little brisk. I think New York is one of the best places to be during the holiday season. It's just magical. It's absolutely amazing. Tom, let's get down
to business. Where are you, Donna?
I am here in the Pacific Northwest, which we aren't known too much for blue skies, but today we have them. We've got a rainstorm front coming in, but it's just absolutely lovely right now, and it's starting to get dark. I know it's already dark in New York, but where I am, the blue skies are up there with wisps of white clouds, and we're just thoroughly enjoying this break before the next rainstorm hits. That's what we're known for here in the Pacific Northwest, is liquid gold.
Nice.
Yes. All right, Tom, let's get down to business with you. And the first thing I'm looking at is the word organization. And I feel as if you are ready to step into a new direction, and you are sort of hesitant, and I'm seeing you standing like on an edge and on with your left foot, and your right foot is hanging out over the edge, and you're wondering, do I really want to do this? And I would say if you just come back into balance with where you are, don't try to move forward too fast, you're going to find that you'll have your answer within 2 to 3. And that could be 2 to 3 weeks, could be 2 to 3 months. It could be 2 to 3 years. But I don't think it's years. I think it's going to be within a 2 to 3 month period max. But I would say to you this, you need to be aware to deal with facts and keep emotions in place. I also, because of your email that you had sent me, you had asked about a relationship that you have at this time. And as I told you in the email, I don't respond to emails. I don't do readings via email. But I do want you to know that this relationship has a wonderful promise to it. But I think that there are some things that the two of you need to really be aware of with each other. So just give yourself the time you need. Don't rush this. And as you become aware of these components of personality, then I think you're going to know what your decision will be. But you have a young lady who is a very strong mind, very strong will, and loves to really move forward. She is someone that has some very strong ideas about certain things, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to realize that this strength of hers is not going to push you out of the picture. The strength is just who she is, and you need to not be intimidated by it when she demonstrates it, but understand it and appreciate it, and then be able to be yourself. In other words, you need to be comfortable in your own skin. You need to be unafraid of being of a different personality type than she is. Both of you have your assets, and both of you will be going through learning curves. So give yourself some time. Don't push it, and I think you'll find out what you really need to know.
Okay.
Do you have a
Thank
question
so
for me? Do you have a question?
Well, I do. Communication is a little bad right now with her. Do you see that being improved anytime soon?
Well, I think when it comes to the communication, that is a red flag. You need to be able to look at that without fear. And you need to ask yourself, with the communication, what is it? Is it something I need to learn? Is it something that she needs to learn? Remember, the two of you have personalities that are very, very different. So something could be a strong irritant to one person, the other not understanding why. And when you have someone that has as strong a will as she has, this is fine. But I'll tell you one thing that's very, very important. When you love someone, you want them to be happy. You do not ever own anybody. And that is a lesson that's very difficult for most people to learn. A partner is not a piece of property. A partner is a partner. And if a person is not going to be happy in association with you, then what you want for them is the greatest amount of happiness that they can have, and it's okay to shift and to move on. Because you cannot make someone be what they are not. So real love is when you hold the hand open, so to speak, as a symbol, and allow for openness and choice. Possessiveness is when you try to put your hand around that person, keeping them in their place. And that suffocates and eventually becomes very destructive to a relationship. So it's something we learn, and I think that there is going to be that very special person in your life. But this is a learning curve for both of you, and I think it can benefit both of you tremendously. So don't be concerned and don't be fearful. Let the truth show itself.
Okay.
And Merry, Merry Christmas to you, Tom. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Donna. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to give me a call, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. Well, if you're like so many, you're probably buzzing about trying to take care of all of those loose ends and catch up with what you need to do. Boy, how can it be? It's just a few days away. I don't know. It just seems like the days go faster and faster. Well, if you are thinking about some last-minute items and you want to do something that is going to have a bigger aspect of giving, and the fact that as you give to someone else, it's going to benefit somebody else someplace else, well, there are a couple of other things that I've come across. One is that there is a website called crochetkids.com, spelled with a K, K-R-O-C-H-E-T, kids.com. And if you decide you want to buy one of their little crocheted hat items, they also contribute, when you buy one of their items, to help a woman who is making these in Uganda. And it gives these women that make these hats some support so she can, the females, can pull themselves out of poverty. Now, these hats cost anywhere from $25 to $33. Each are made by hand, and the artisan's name is written inside. And you can buy them online, or you can go to the Nordstrom stores. They are carrying them. They're supporting this as well. So that's one item. And helping a sick child? Well, there's Cargo Plant Love Botanical Lip Gloss, and $2 of that purchase automatically goes to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and each shade of color has been designed by a celebrity. That's right, so it has its own special feel to it, and you can buy it at Sephora stores, and each lipstick is about $20, or you can go to drugstore.com. And again, that's Cargo Plant Love and the Rainforest. Are you a big fan of saving the rainforest, replanting trees? Well, there's a website called treesforchange.com, or tees, excuse me, not trees, tees, T-E-E-S for change.com. And you can get a T-shirt, and a tree is planted to combat deforestation. Now, the shirts are made of bamboo, and they have all kinds of design, inspirational messages, and they sell for $32 to $34. And there's 150 stores nationwide that carry them, but you can also find them online. Again, teesforchange.com. So just a few suggestions there. You know, sometimes we get wild and crazy. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, oh, I'm all finished with my shopping. I did it all online. Well, that's amazing to me. But, you know, we do get busy. And there are so many advantages to ordering online. But I do like it when I have a chance to go into stores. I'm one of these feely-touchy people, and I just love to go out and see what's out there. And I love the displays. I just think it makes part of the magic for the holiday season. But sometimes you get so busy, you're just not able to get out to see what's there. So we are very fortunate in our lifestyle today and having another option called the Internet. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. rawenergyradio.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Well, you know, my guest, David, in his book, The Skinny Carbs Diet, there are some neat recipes. So I thought I would share a couple of them with you that are really, 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 really simple. But before I do that, this is a holiday season. I got an email from someone. Her name is Susan. And she told a story about the Christmas wreath, and I just loved it. So I thought I'd share it with you because I think it just gives that feel for the holiday season that really makes us appreciate what is most important. Not that you're spending $5,000 on the people that you love, and don't laugh, there are people that do that, but I'm serious. It is important to understand that there is so much more to the season, and you don't have to spend a fortune. This was titled A Christmas Wreath, and I'm going to read it just as it is because I think you'll really enjoy it. Susan said, perhaps in your life you've met someone who you'll never forget, whose name you simply cannot recall. It happened to me, not that his name didn't matter, I simply forgot to remember. Decades ago, he was working at a Christmas tree lot across from the apartment complex where I lived in Rockford, Illinois. I was out on my own for the very first time, working in my first job far from home. Working in the television industry, you work all through the holidays unless you've been there for 147 years, and my one bedroom was adequately furnished with Mom and Dad's hand-me-down stuff, but it was still pretty sparse, and it reflected that I wasn't making a whole bunch of money. I wanted to buy a Christmas tree, but it wasn't in the budget. Determined to spruce up my new little apartment with some Christmas cheer, I hopped into my VW Bug and drove down the street to the lot where they sold trees and wreaths. I figured a nice bunch of evergreen on the door would be just the thing to get into the holiday spirit. So I picked one out, brought it to the register, and got out my wallet to pay. The guy, whose name I don't remember, said, That's it? I said, yeah. I really don't have enough for a tree, and anyway, I'm working all through the holidays. Guy looked her in the eye, closed the register, said, wait here. He then walked out into the lot, chose a tree, wrapped it, dragged it over, and put it on the top of her VW. She thanked him about 18 or 19 times. She said, maybe more. Then I drove home, hauled it up to the second floor all by myself, and set it in the corner. It needed decoration, so I went out and bought a big roll of red ribbon and tied bows on as many branches as I could. Every time I tell my story, I cry. As we're closing out this year, I'm struck once again by how crazed I am, how crazed everyone is. Appointments are screaming out from our calendars up until the moment that we close the doors for the holidays. The last thing we feel like doing is giving another ounce to anybody else. We're tapped. This time of the year, I think a lot about what generosity is. Is it writing a check to the Salvation Army, giving nice gift baskets to your clients, making sure your loved ones get what's on their Christmas list? Don't get me wrong. I love Christmas shopping, finding what everyone wants. But I guess what I really want is to be able to replicate that act of spontaneous generosity. And yet I'd give anything to go back and thank the guy who gave me the tree. What I would try to say is how much I appreciated it. Not the tree, but the lesson in giving. Giving because that's what you want to do in that very moment. Without hesitation. I hope someday that I'll be able to look back on my own life and say, I actually learned how to do that. And that is by Suzanne Bates. Delightful writer, delightful person, and I'm so glad that I was sent her story because I think that she just did a fabulous job with it. And stories like that really have their own magic, don't they? They really do. Because they come from the heart, and we need to remember that is what life is really all about. It's what we are able to do that maybe is, again, very, very spontaneous. Everybody goes through tough times, but there are ways to be able to enjoy it. And I think that sometimes just doing Christmas caroling or figuring a way to fix something special that's never been done before. I know of families that have taken their kids and they volunteered at a soup kitchen, or they've done something unique and special that involves helping those that maybe are not so fortunate. But I think the biggest thing is appreciation for what you have and understanding your moment of giving may come in a very spontaneous way. And it may be something that for you is no big deal, but it would mean a lot to a person that received it, just like that stranger did for Susan. I know that I have just absolutely had so many blessings in my life by people I will never know the names of, but it is just something that warms my heart every time I think of it. It makes me realize that for all of the garbage that's going on in the world today, there's still a lot of love, a lot of good people, a lot of caring sincerity that's right out there in the world. And we just need to make it okay just to give it ourselves. Donna Sebo here. Oh, I know we're going to run out of time, so I'm not going to be able to share one of the recipes. But I will tell you this. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about romantic Christmas stories of the Old West. We're going to step back in history into the days where it was horse and buggy. Maybe not even the buggy. Maybe just the horse. Or doing something quite natural for all of us, a lot of walking. Murray Neighbors is going to be my guest. And then, of course, on Friday, which is Christmas Eve Day, there is going to be a Christmas special that we put out on the Donna Sebo Show. I know that you, like me, are getting busy for all of your activities with your friends and family because Christmas Day is Saturday. So I'm going to be taking that day to prepare for our big to-do. And I know that wherever you are, you're going to have a fabulous time. But I hope you'll take time to listen to it because I think you'll enjoy the Christmas stories and the music that is going to be done there. Donna Sebo here. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tis the season to be jolly. Tis the season to be grateful. Tis the season to enjoy, to savor all of the wonderful, wonderful things that are around us. Take time to do that. Fix yourself a hot cup of tea or cocoa with marshmallows floating on the top. Enjoy. Or a super-duper latte. But give thanks. You've got a lot going for you. And I believe that your life will be better and richer for taking those moments. Donna Sebo here. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.